was standing on a beach next to Lake Ontario, teaching a writing class. It was a glorious fall day in September. The sun was beating down and the lake was gray glass, so smooth you could have skated across it. My students were gathered around me and I was telling them that a story begins when you hear the word suddenly. I'd gotten the idea from a play that I saw at the Tarragon Theatre many years ago called Lots of Suddenlies. The premise of the piece was that a good story has a lot of suddenlies. Well, I love the idea, so I stole it. And I told my students, when you hear the word suddenly, you know something is about to happen. A person is going along having a normal day when suddenly a boat floats to shore with a man calling for help. Suddenly pirates descend across the beach. Suddenly God burps and creates a new universe. Well, the class loved it. Well, they kind of liked me too. And as they went off in all directions to put us suddenly into their stories, I breathed in and thought how grateful I was to have earned the right to know these things. When suddenly, ping, my phone goes off. Ping, one text after another from my brother Vernon. Ping, call me, exclamation point. Are you there, question mark, two exclamation marks. Call me, all caps. It was about my brother Kevin. They had gotten the results of the biopsy back, and it wasn't good. Kevin was the third in the birth order. He lived near Ottawa. He was the healthiest one of the bunch, and he had been diagnosed with a stage 4 brain tumor. Well, I hung up, and numbers rolled around in my head like a Rubik's Cube. Did Vernon say there was a 7% chance Kevin would die, or a 93% chance Kevin would live? My body divided in two. The brain was doing the math, but my mouth was moving. Yes, I continued on with the class. I must admit, I got more brilliant. Apparently, impending tragedy grants me diamond-shaped clarity. I started to teach more vigorously. When a suddenly hits, people are asked to go on a journey they hadn't planned, and they will likely fight it, deny it, bargain with it, and then accept it. The 5 stages of suddenly. Yeah, I came up with that idea in the moment. By day's end, it was like I was at a Tony Robbins conference. I could have walked barefoot on fire and not gotten burnt. I thanked the host, gathered up my stuff, hurried to my car, and I had to call someone and tell them about this suddenly. But then, it's one of my students, Simon. He's taken every class. He's written 40,000 words about his cat. Can I bum a ride to the subway? Yeah, hop in. I looked straight ahead, gripping the steering wheel. I could barely move. All I was thinking was, if Simon's in the car, I can't tell anyone the news. And if I can't tell anyone the news, I can't cry. And then the suddenly won't be true. See, you need a good suddenly to start a story. If you don't have a suddenly that takes the character on a journey, then basically you're just wandering around in exposition, or perhaps you're just writing a little anecdote. I used to have a Second City improv director who would yell at us on stage during rehearsal, make something happen. That's what a suddenly does. Make something happen. But here's the caveat. Don't just make anything happen. The suddenly has to start a journey that your character needs to go on. The suddenly doesn't have to be huge, but it has to be enough to create change in your protagonist. So let's get going and do the suddenly lesson, and you'll know more about what I'm talking about.